celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, well, I'd like to dedicate this song to my girl Solange.
She's problem 100.
Yeah, they're rewriting the song 100 Problems and my sister-in-law's one. So advertisers could give them more cash for ads. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, so I ain't dumb.
Such a clown.
I got 99 problems, but a chain one. Hit me. You've been eating nonstop since you walked in the door today. I forgot for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a chain one. Hit me. Yes, 94 in my. Welcome back. It is 11:36. We're going to talk about the Access Cup. Our buddy Chris Johnson is here, and oh, Beck is here too. Just kidding. I love you. You know that. I have a couple stories. One police related, much like this song. In this song, if you aren't familiar with the lyrics, Jay-Z gets into it with a police officer who pulls him over.
But he knows his rights.
He does know his rights.
Have you seen the Jimmy Fallon Timberlake skit on this?
I've seen him do the montage music of a number of songs.
The history of rap.
They're incredible.
History of rap.
Those are two very talented guys. I just read an interview this morning a little bit with Justin Timberlake, and actually there's a story we're going to share in the Entertainment Report about his breakup with NSYNC and how that came about. Apparently they did a feature on OWN. Oprah keeps tricking these guys into going on her network for some reason.
Oh, she's trying to get those ratings up.
I don't blame her. Back to the story about run-ins with the law. This is I put on Twitter, this is a minor violation or a minor story. People are like, well, if you don't do what the police says, it's a major deal. Look, I hate to break it to you folks, but in the grand scheme, or as Pat likes to say, the pantheon of criminal activity in the world today, especially as it relates to
high class
athletes, professional or otherwise, this is pretty minor. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying in the big scheme of things, it ain't a big deal compared to most.
No street cred.
Okay, so what happened?
Archie Goodwin, the
former Kentucky basketball player,
former Sylvan Hills star, who we're big fans of. I mean, we were both huge fans of his in high school. I think we're both.
Yeah.
He actually had a couple big games. He had a 25-point game late in the season for the Suns that everybody quit watching because they fell out of favor with the playoff run. They just missed, actually, though, in the playoffs. But he's certainly an asset going forward, and actually had a little. He didn't have much in the way of numbers. Maybe 10 minutes a game, 3 points a game.
Yeah, he was. He had been a couple games in the D-League.
Yeah.
And certainly did. Listen, he's got a huge ceiling. His upside is through the roof.
Look, I don't think this is indicative in any way because I've never heard of him having any sort of run-ins.
He is a good kid, though.
Apparently was part of a group of folks that were over at the stadium on May 4th, which was a couple of Sundays ago. And there was an officer that was called in, and there was some guys that were making some noise. It got out of hand. There were some guys yelling at each other, blah, blah, blah. They show up, and he's outside. He apparently is cussing and swearing, not directly necessarily at the authorities, and they tried to tell him to chill out, and he basically blew him off, and he ends up getting arrested, and the charges were disorderly. This is the story I got. Charged with disorderly conduct, refusal to submit to arrest. That's a fact, Jack. He was, apparently there were some, for whatever reason, he ends up getting taken over to Sherwood by the state police. State police were the ones that handled it. They were in a backup role to Little Rock Police.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so, again, the charges, disorderly conduct, refusal to submit to arrest. He's going to be in court on June 3rd. At the end of the day, I don't think it ends up being a big story. I'm sure he'll do what he needs to do to move on. But it was still, look, we're in the news business in part, in addition to goofing around and eating sandwiches and things on the air. We like to share information, so that information came across my desk, so there you go.
I would hope that it was a deal where they gave him every opportunity.
I hope so.
To walk away.
Well, it sounded like he did walk away, but the officer told him to stop walking away. I think that was part of the problem.
At the stadium. That just goes to show you, listen, he's not doing anything that's bad or wrong. We just had a kid arrested for what? Marijuana?
No, yeah, this is certainly minor. My point is,
in a similar part of town.
If I'm an NBA guy, if I'm an NBA star, and I love that Joe Johnson comes back, I love that Archie comes back, I love that a lot of these guys come back. But I don't know why you're hanging out at the stadium at 11 o'clock at night if you're an NBA.
He's still a kid.
Do you think he prefers to ice skate or roller skate?
That's a good question. Either way, his ankles are at risk. I don't want to mess
you
up.
You realize he's like 19 years old. What does it say there? How old
he's 19. If I'm Jeff Hornacek, his birthday's not the longest.
He's 19 years old.
If I'm Jeff Hornacek, I don't want Archie Goodwin at the stadium, period. I don't want you skating anywhere, babe. Maybe he's over there playing
no
video games.
No skate for you.
But you're right. I mean, look, those
if
are his.
If I'm Jeff Hornacek, I don't want him at One of the clubs. I'm not going to call any.
I don't want him in a club at 5 a.m. You're right. No, by comparison, you're right. Look, though, his peers are 17 and 18. He's 19 years old. He just happens to be a millionaire in the NBA.
I love our law enforcement. I hope that it was handled in a way where they knew who he was and
I don't know that
proper,
they did. I don't think they knew who he was. I think he was just a kid.
I saw him at the recent The Real Deal. He still could pass for 16 years old. I mean, his face is still that young looking. I mean, anyway, he walked right through the crowd, and you wouldn't have noticed that he was an NBA player.
Look,
of course, he just finished his first year, and he's 19.
I'm going to say one more thing about this, and then we can move on. I am not saying this in any way. I'm not one of those people. Pat isn't either. Matty T might be a little bit. That revels in things like this happening that are negative with our local athletes, or any athlete for that matter. I don't get excited about it. I don't like to see bad things happen. I don't like guys having issues. But, you know, it's certainly newsworthy because of who he is. I mean, it sucks, and yeah. I hope that nothing comes of it. I hope that, you know, maybe he gets a slap on the wrist and it's all good, and then we never have an issue with him again. I think, again, from what we know of him, we've been around him. We know people have coached him, worked with him, been around him. Good kid.
Does it say how many?
It's an isolated deal.
We're hauled in.
I think he's
the
only one.
The same thing?
Don't know.
Who's the only one?
I was going to ask how many bites, Pat, that took you to.
Yeah, I decided that I'm just going to move the bun out of the way.
Chris and Becker are here
to
talk about,
by the way,
the Access Cup, as they are every year, and we will be at the Access Cup. It is coming up in June.
Monday, 9th. June 9th.
June 9th.
Let me check
Monday.
My calendar.
Let me talk super
the
slow.
Best way to Pat's spend free. A Monday ever.
We always enjoy our time out
Monday,
there.
Monday, June 9th.
The June 9th will be
Pat,
at...
you have grown up. You actually have a calendar book.
That's not grown up.
I've always
That's
had
old
one of these.
School. How many old people... My wife and Pat are the only two people I know that still keep a day plan.
We have all this information online.
Yeah, Pat doesn't do the whole digital phone calendar thing.
Let me ask you this. Are we going to be at their tournament?
I don't know. That's up to Chris.
Yes.
Will you
You're
have
always
us?
There.
Well, I know, but...
I love having you there.
Thanks, buddy.
You know.
Becca, are you okay with it?
Yes. All and right. You have to pick out your stellar team.
Oh, we're going to get
team.
To play?
Yeah.
We oh, wow. Get to play.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it. We would be
you
happy to play.
Your
are you,
you
going
to
set up all the equipment, Chris, for us? Thank you.
No,
thank
I'm gonna,
you.
I will show up fashionably late.
Did you just say we load our team? Bro,
right.
We usually finish like 64 strokes back.
Well... That's all right.
Where is the tournament? I got to put it in my
Chenal
calendar.
Country Club.
Okay.
Show.
They host us every year.
By the way, Live. Thank you for bringing up lunch from our friends down the road at Whole Hog. Let's talk about the tournament.
Chenal.
How does it benefit Access? How much does it cost? Give me all the details. It's the 12th annual, so certainly you guys have done a lot of good things here along the way because you don't get to keep a tournament running that long if things aren't
That is correct. The cost for a four-person team is $1,400, and all of these funds go to benefit the Access School. Which is a school that is close to my heart. My wife has been a therapist there for 13 years, and both my children have gone through the school. One's still there. And, you know, a lot of things that we do with this tournament is exposure for the school and the mission. And we've got a lot of great benefactors of the school that have been there and have helped us many, many years. Harriet and Warren Stevens, Stevens Inc., George and Lynn O'Connor with Three Lakes Distributing. The Dr. Ted Pinnock has really helped us. This year he's going to be a CART sponsor with his TLC Laser Eye Care Center. Metters, Adams, and Lee Insurance are helping us out with our putting contest. And again, the funds that we raise, we are currently right at about $80,000 that we've raised for the school.
Awesome.
Talk about what does the school do?
Well, it is a school. Becca, I will let you do the official mission statement.
Oh, great. Well, Access serves kids and young adults with language and learning disabilities. So the three most common disabilities we see there are probably autism spectrum disorders, ADHD, and then just general learning disabilities, things like dyslexia and whatnot. You know, a lot of kids only need us for a little while, and then we're able to send them back, and they can do better in school. And it's just a great place to work. The kids are getting some special attention with
What's the youngest treatment that you get?
Birth, 6 weeks
all
old.
All the way through young
we
adults.
We have an infant room all the way up to young wow. adults who are 35, yeah.
What's pretty cool with the daycare program that they have from basically 6 weeks till five, it's an integrated program. So you have kids that have learning disabilities, and then you have kids that are progressing at a normal rate of learning. So they're actually integrated. And so from a parent like myself, my child or both of my kids have had the ability to have a speech therapist in there, an occupational therapist in the room, not necessarily for them, but that are monitoring them as well as the kids that need them. So that's kind of a little known secret about the school.
You said that they'll come to Access and then go back to...
A lot of them do. A lot of them transition out to public and private schools in the area after getting a couple of years of intensive instruction.
Is it a regular school day?
It's a regular school day, and we are actually a year-round school, so we actually go in the summer, too, because we don't want them to lose their skills that they're learning over the summer. But we try to make it fun. In the afternoon during the summers, we do fun stuff like field trips and swimming and whatnot. Cool. But we also have a lot of people coming to us on an outpatient basis. We're able to do evaluations there. Right. We have an evaluation center. So we're able to diagnose for things like autism, for example. And we have a lot of kids coming to us for therapy. We call it academic therapy, but it's basically tutoring for kids who struggle with reading and written expression disorders.
It is $350 a person or $1,400 a team, as Chris mentioned. There's a Nike store voucher that they set up there at the tournament, refreshments, and of course you get lunch as well. So always fun, and we appreciate you guys letting us be part of it again this year, and we look forward to being out there.
Top-notch gifts, I got to say. Tip of the hat. Tip of the hat to you, Becky. Not you, Chris.
Chris,
I do what I can.
No.
I surround myself with good folks.
I was talking about you with someone else the other day.
Couldn't have been good.
I've been the chair. Whoa. I actually quoted you in a good way. I quoted talking about you. And I didn't quote you, but I was mentioning you in relation to this tournament. Because I've been the chairman of another golf tournament. And I said, they said, would you want to do it again? And I'm like, I think about Chris. I mean, he's done Access Cup 10 years in a row. Yeah. How long has it been? How many years?
Well, I've chaired it. I believe this is my fourth year, but I've been involved with the tournament 8 or 9 years.
Because you don't see people typically chair a tournament over and over again. You're a rarity, my friend.
Well, when he makes Becca do all the work, I mean,
right.
Come on.
No.
Seriously.
Justin, I'm just the pretty face of the tournament.
He's a beautiful face.
Lots of folks do all the hard work.
The success is built on.
No, but I mean, there is some effort that goes in, and you're responsible. If something gets screwed up, it's like, who's responsible for this? Johnson.
Johnson.
Luckily, that has never happened.
Fortunately, I'm on the course, so someone else has to deal with it.
Hear about it later. I know you get the emails.
This year, we try to do something different every year to keep the tournament fresh and exciting. And this year, every par 3 on both courses are going to have a hole-in-one availability to win some sort of trip,
good
cash, Kindle Fire, golf clubs. So every par 3, so 8 holes, you'll have the ability to win something if you are fortunate
morning,
enough to make a hole-in-one.
Morning and another afternoon?
Nope, we will be afternoon only. We will use both courses, so you will be done in 4 hours.
I've been saving up my hole-in-one for this.
There you go.
You get it, you could win a Vegas trip.
Call up. I may never come back. Oh, good news for you guys.
That was the plan.
Call 501-217-8600. Can you sign up online?
Yes, you may.
How do I do that?
You can go to the accessgroupinc.org and click on the Access Cup logo that's right there on the right of the homepage.
Very good. Thank you for lunch. Thanks for letting us play.
Guys.
Thanks for coming
out.
And we'll look forward to seeing you. It is June 9.
Got it in my calendar.
June 9.
And we're doing the show live.